Tom Ridge, the president's top advisor on domestic terrorism, is expected to be confirmed today by the Senate as the first secretary of the new Homeland Security Department. Because the agency is dedicated to national security, officials say its tens of thousands of federal employees may not join a union. The head of the Transportation Security Administration has signed an order denying its workers the right to negotiate better pay and working conditions. The workers include the new federal airport security screeners. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Since its inception, shortly after the September 11th terrorist attacks, the Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, has faced one crunching deadline after another as it tries to secure the nation's airports. In less than a year, more than 50,000 federal employees have been hired and trained. They now monitor virtually every passenger and piece of baggage before it goes on board. But that accelerated pace has taken a toll on many of the new employees. Sean, who didn't want his last name used, is a 29-year-old baggage screener at Baltimore-Washington International Airport.
It's getting worse, in my opinion, each day, because right now we're short-staffed. We're supposed to have 60 screeners on a pier. We're working with 32. We, instead of having 7 lanes open, we're working with 5. People are working longer hours at very short notice.
Officials with the American Federation of Government Employees, the largest federal employees union, say they've received hundreds of complaints from TSA workers. For example, some screeners say they've had to work 21-hour shifts or work without protective equipment when searching for explosives. Others complain their paychecks have been delayed or overtime pay omitted. Screeners at several airports petitioned to be represented by the AFGE. But Sean says the management made it clear to him and others that this wasn't an option.
We've been told by our supervisors, you can't talk to nobody from the union. Talk to a man from the union, you'll get fired. If anybody approaches from the union, just tell them, I can't talk to you, and walk away. And that's not right.
But it is the law. Congress voted to let the president cancel collective bargaining rights from employees of the Homeland Security Department, which the TSA falls under. And Admiral James Loy, the head of the TSA, signed an order barring any screener from organizing. Brian Turmel, a spokesman with the agency, says the government needs the flexibility to quickly react to a terrorist threat. Turmel points to the past holiday season when intelligence officials thought another shoe bomber would sneak on an airline.
Based on that information, we were able to redeploy our screening workforce and call up some folks who had the day off or weren't scheduled to work on a moment's notice to bring them in so we could provide an additional level of screening of traveler shoes. And we had about 24 hours to turn it around.
Turmel says the administration believes that strict union rules could slow that process down.
No, that's not only a misrepresentation of the fact. It reaches to the degree of being a lie.
Bobby Harnage, the president of the AFGE, says a union would never hamper the government's ability to respond to a terrorist threat. Harnage says the order by the TSA is the action of a government that's hostile towards organized labor.
All of this is, pure and simple bogus. The only purpose for it is to start busting the unions. After the airport screeners, we'll be the pilots. We'll be the aircraft mechanics. We'll be the sheet metal workers. We'll be defense workers.
But the TSA's Turmel says many federal employees, including those from the Departments of Justice and Defense, even some units in the IRS, are not allowed to be part of a union.
Since the Carter administration, every president has identified a segment of the federal workforce who is directly involved in national security and said, look, for purposes of national security, these folks should not be permitted to organize for purposes of collective bargaining.
Still, the AFGE views this as a test case and has filed suit against the Transportation Security Administration to challenge whether it has the authority to bar the screeners from organizing. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.